Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
As the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland.
As the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
The Lord of hosts protects us and sets us free. He guides and saves his people.
The Lord of hosts protects us and sets us free. He guides and saves his people.
When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's son from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple. Israel became his kingdom.
The sea fled at the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep.
Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Mountains, that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep.
Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool, and flint into a spring of water.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty God, ever-living mystery of unity and Trinity, you gave life to the new Israel by birth from water and the Spirit, and made it a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people set apart as your eternal possession. May all those you have called to walk in the splendour of the new light render you fitting service and adoration.
The Lord of hosts protects us and sets us free. He guides and saves his people.
He was pierced for our offences and burdened with our sins. By his wounds we are healed.
He was pierced for our offences and burdened with our sins. By his wounds we are healed.
Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong. No deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us, dead to sin, could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you are healed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. He was pierced for our offenses and burdened with our sins. By his wounds we are healed. A reading from Acts. My brothers, it was to us that this message of salvation was sent forth. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him, and in condemning him they fulfilled the words of the prophets, which we read Sabbath after Sabbath. Even though they found no charge against him which deserved death, they begged Pilate to have him executed. Once they had brought about all that had been written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Yet God raised him from the dead. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions,
for we have sinned against you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself.
All praise to God the Father who brought his chosen people to rebirth from imperishable seed through his eternal word. Let us ask him as his children.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
God of mercy, hear the prayers we offer for all your people.
May they hunger for your word more than for bodily food.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Give us a sincere and active love for our own nation and for all mankind.
May we work always to build a world of peace and goodness.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Look with love on all to be reborn in baptism,
that they may be living stones in your temple of the Spirit.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
You moved Nineveh to repentance by the preaching of Jonah.
In your mercy, touch the hearts of sinners by the preaching of your word.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
May the dying go in hope to meet Christ, their judge.
May they rejoice forever in the vision of your glory.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
By your help we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.